known the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Present.
Councilman Espinosa?
Present.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw? Councilman Uren?
Here.
Council President Cahill?
Here. And would you please join me in a salute to our flag?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, that brings us to number five, which are comments from administration and council. This is regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda. Seeing none, we'll close number five. That'll bring us to number six. This is open to the public for the comments regarding item number 10, which are the consent agenda items. Hang on 1 second, folks. I just have to read some statements here about the public portion. So we're going to open it up first to remote attendees and then secondly to in-person. So I'm going to read this portion for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary if you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised for this agenda item.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we'll close the remote attendee public portion, and that'll bring us to the for the public who is here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Just as a reminder, this is for item number 10, which are the consent agenda items. Okay, seeing none, then I will close the public portion. That'll bring us to number 7, which is an ordinance on second reading. This is to exceed the municipal budget appropriations and establish a cap bank. It will be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you motion?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2024 Model Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and to Establish a Cap Bank, NJSA 48:4-45.14, was introduced on the 5th day of March 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 10th day of March 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 16, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-09.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And now we'll open this up to the public. And again, we're going to open it up to remote attendees first, and then we'll open it up to for the folks who are here in person. So for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we'll close the remote attendee portion and we'll open it up to the folks who are here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary.
Yeah, hi, Pratik Patel, 29 Robert Road. I'd just like to understand where would this money be spent on? And what's the net load coming to the taxpayer if you're increasing the appropriation? Where would it be spent on? Thank you.
Thank you. If you want, I mean, this is, Tim, you're more than welcome to answer, but I just want to clarify that every year we have to create a cap bank because we do not know what the state is going to give us. And is that roughly correct? Beginning of July? So if maybe you want to clarify a little bit more.
So it's done every year. What we do is we're allowed to go to a certain cap. And if you don't go over that cap, what you're allowed to do is carry your cap forward. So that's what we're doing here. We have not exceeded the cap. We carry the cap forward to next year in the event that we need to go over our cap next year. That's what's considered a cap bank. So it's part of the budget process.
I mean, just a comment that if right now, if the state does not have money and you're increasing the money, and even with the taxation, and I look at, I'll come in the public section later, but there is definitely a deficit going on. So I don't know what you're increasing this money for. And I'm sure you're doing this every year, but I would like to go for zero-based budgeting because, frankly, tell you the truth, I'm looking at these numbers and it doesn't make me comfortable. And a lot of stuff that I've seen in terms of maybe your numbers are reading right, because many MBAs now are very good at putting Excel sheet together and put window dressing numbers. When you look at the action on the street, those numbers never translate into meaning. And I can attest to that on Redbud Road, Ethel Road, and the road conditions for that. Our taxes doubled, and I don't know what the money goes for, but even when they fix the pothole in a month, the potholes are still there. I mean, it just resurfaced. So I don't know how this spending works. But it's like this. If you want to fix stupid, keep on fixing stupid. But look, taxpayers don't have money to just waste.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to comment now? Please come to the podium, state your name and address. Note, this is regarding number 7, which is about the cap bank. Seeing none, I'll close the public portion on that item. Ms. Cedar, would you, do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilman Espinosa.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. And the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 8, which is an ordinance on second reading. This is authorizing execution of financial agreement with Clausen RP, owner Urban Renewal LLC. It'll be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing execution of financial agreement with Clausen RP, owner Urban Renewal LLC, pursuant to the Long-Term Tax Exemption Law, NJSA, 40A:20-1 et sec, was introduced on the 5th day of March 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 10th day of March 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance having had a second reading on April 16, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-10.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we'll open it up now to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand on either the Zoom app or if by phone, by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we'll now open it up to the public for those who are here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. Seeing none, I'm going to close the in-person public portion on item 8. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Carmichael.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 9. This is an ordinance on first reading. It is amending Chapter 7 with traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 6th day of June, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Carmichael.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Espinosa.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. And the ordinance passes on first reading. And that'll bring us to number 10, which are the consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Okay, seeing none, then I'll ask for an offer.
Offer.
Do I have a second? Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. And that'll bring us to number 11. This is the public hearing for calendar year 2024 municipal budget. Ms. Cedar, will you be reading the budget? No, this is just the public hearing. Okay, very good. Okay, so we're going to do remote attendees first, and then So for the public hearing piece of this, I'm going to read the statement for the remote attendees first, and then we'll open it up to the public for those who are here in person. So again, this is number 11 on the calendar year 2024 municipal budget. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So now for the folks who are here in person, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sure there is a process that gets involved with muni budgets, but how much of the budget that you create for every year is based on petitions with actual signatures from members of the street that requires whatever appropriations for spending, or is just like a wish list project comes in? How does it go? Because to me, I have never seen a spending plan that was sent even in newsletters that we are going to do this such and such improvement. There is a hearing for this. If you have any suggestions or whatnot, please go ahead and. And I've seen many projects over the last 10 years that people found out at the last minute or in the last 3 or 4 weeks and in many cases, and then they had to rush through things. And then we find out even I think in February we got a newsletter. Obviously, we lost the case about the Washington Avenue. But in that, it was written that the taxpayers would be spending some money for whatever the cost that was involved with legal affairs. And I was like, taxpayers? I mean, that to me, I was just taken by surprise. So anyway, questions, stuff like that with respect to budget that I don't fully understand nowadays, how this thing works. And to me, the looking at the state of affairs, whether it be state, county, munis, or to federal, if everybody's paying taxes and still people don't have money, and I'll just tell you by this, like if student loan has to be forgiven and you're collecting record taxes for education, something is not right at every level of government.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to comment?
That seems like we could maybe get better technology. Anyway, I'm Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I'm trying to find the page so that I can direct your attention to it. I had two quick questions. One was, is this accurate on the health insurance sheet? Two questions on the health insurance sheet. The township does not participate in the state health benefits program. Is that correct? Okay. Is there a reason for that?
See, we all have to hold our buttons down. I apologize.
It's like a hassle for everybody.
Yeah, I know. I think, and I'm not going to be the expert.
If
you want to answer, I know we pay a better rate, right?
Yes, we pay a better rate than the state has, and we go out for it competitively.
Because in the remarks about, I can't find it in the front sheet. Maybe I'm missing it. But in the remarks in the front, it looked like that was an issue that you thought might be a future problem. There were little X's on the user friendly budget, which maybe is. Places where you thought that you might have revenue issues, and one of those was the health insurance. So I was curious if you had rebid that or looked at whether there was a savings to be had in the state health benefits program.
Yeah, there's no savings in the state health benefits.
The other indicator that I saw there, I just wanted to confirm it, was that everybody on this council takes family health insurance from the township that taxpayers expense. That's what it lists on the user-friendly budget. I'm sorry. If you want to have a debate, you're more than welcome. April 27th. But if there was, there's a user-friendly sheet on the budget, on the website budget, and it indicates that there are seven council members who all use the health insurance program and that they're taking it as family health insurance. Ms. Carmichael's shaking her head, but either the budget is wrong or I'm misunderstanding it. So if you could go, it's not in here, or at least I can't find it, but it's.
Yeah, I think it's not true. So I think you're misunderstanding the budget.
It's hard to manage these pages and the button at the same time. Could somebody just clarify who's taking health insurance and for which members of their family from the health insurance that the taxpayers pay for? Or part of the decision?
If it's in the budget, so you can read it there.
Okay, but you just said it wasn't in the budget. So could you point me to the page, Raj?
Well, you said it's seven pages.
Not pages.
I can't do it on the dot when you ask me a question like that. We can follow up tomorrow and I can review it.
So does anybody, I guess the first question is everybody on the town council taking health insurance from taxpayers for individually?
No, they're not.
Well, it lists seven and there's seven people. So either your information is wrong on your budget. It also says,
Ms. Cedar
is right there. She's lovely. Thank you for all your help.
She is lovely, a very lovely person.
What I would suggest for clarification, you can always Oprah the information. Well,
it's in the budget. Hang on a sec.
That's okay. It was 3 minutes.
I mean, you're all here. You could just answer.
All right. Ms. Berger, your 3 minutes are up. So if we want to let somebody else in the audience.
I mean, I have another question, which is to just confirm that the revenue that we've lost from the warehouse pilots is about $7 million.
I don't know.
And that question on the budget.
And so in terms,
you want me to ask all my questions first? Usually you want me to.
Well, we've hit the 3 minutes. So
some of that was back and forth.
Well, that's why we always ask people to usually not ask questions, expect an answer. You ask all your questions and then we can respond.
Okay. Well, you tell me how you'd like me to proceed, Mr. Kumar.
So you have time coming up. There's another public portion, so you can speak then, and you'll have those 3 minutes then, so you can continue to ask your questions. Next time, just ask all your questions, and then we can respond, and that way we don't have to worry about stopping the timer, starting the timer, etc.
Okay, or we could just have a friendly conversation. It doesn't.
So
I'm just trying to make sure that I understand the budget. And there's some things that are clearly in the user-friendly page that are on your website that you're saying are incorrect. So either
there's
filed incorrect paperwork or you're not telling the whole
thing. And Ms. Berger, there's a time period where the budget was being up for over a month now. You could have easily called the finance department, the mayor's office, etc.
Okay, but I'm here now. When I can do stuff is not really.
But you're asking for an answer immediately after you ask the question without us.
The hearing. It's the public hearing. I'm a member of the public.
Okay.
I have the right to come here and ask a question.
Ms. Berger.
Raj, it's okay. I apologize. So you're 3 minutes. There is an open public portion at the end. Anyone else in the public wishing to come up and this time, please note that you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion, in-person public portion. That will bring us to number 12, which is a resolution amending the calendar year 2024 municipal budget. Cedar? Do you want to read that? Mm-hmm. You got your water?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that whereas NJSA 40A:4-8, the local municipal budget for the year calendar year 2024, was approved on the 5th day of March 2024, and whereas the budget hearing on said budget has been held as advertised, and whereas it is desired to amend said approved budget, now therefore be it resolved by the Township Council in the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, that the following amendments to the budget approved budget of calendar year 2024 be made. Current fund revenues, anticipated revenues, surplus anticipated from $12,549,375 to $12,861,353.80. Total surplus anticipated from $12,549,375 to $12,861,353.80. Miscellaneous revenues, Section F, special items of general revenue anticipated with prior written consent of Director of Local Government Services, public and private revenues offset with appropriations. 2024 distracted driving crackdown, you drive, you text, you pay from $0 to $8,750. 2024 arts and history grant agreement, Middlesex County from $0 to $5,000. Recycling tonnage grant from $0 to $78,464.45. Total Section F, special items of revenue anticipated with prior written consent of Director of Local Government Services, public and private revenues from $54,019.05 to $146,233.50. Subtotal general revenues from $31,052,726.27 to $31,456,919.72. Amount to be raised by taxes for support of municipal budget, local tax for municipal purposes, including reserve for uncollected taxes, $49,965,645.13. From that number to $49,968,695.31. Current fund appropriations, general appropriations, operations within caps, computerized data processing, other expenses from $195,000 to $250,000. Liability insurance, other expenses from $1,900,000 to $2,150,000. Piscataway Television Studio, other expenses from $78,000 to $88,000. Total operations including contingent within caps from $48,331,917 to $48,646,917. General appropriations, operations excluded from caps, public and private programs offset by revenues. And it's the same of what I previously read with regard to the 2024 distracted driving crackdown. You text, you drive, you pay from $0 to $8,750. 2024 arts and grant, art and history grant agreement, Middlesex County from $0 to $5,000. And the recycling tonnage grant from $0 to $78,464.45. Total public and private programs offset by revenue from $454,019.05 to $546,233.50. Total general appropriations excluded from caps, from $27,677,613.74 to $27,769,828.19. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $1,928,086.66. And that will now be $1,928,115.64. Total general appropriations from $84,792,887.40 to $85,200,130.83. Dedicated sewer utility budget, dedicated revenues from sewer utility, operating surplus anticipated from $4,310,000 to $700,000. Total operating surplus anticipated from $4,310,000 to $700,000. Connection fees, from $155,000 to $200,000. Total sewer utility revenues from $15,314,385.50 to $11,749,385.50. Appropriations for sewer utility operating other expenses from 3 million $415,500 to $2,550,500. Capital improvements, capital outlay from $2 million to $0. Statutory expenditures, Social Security System, OASI, from $215,000 to $165,000. Total general appropriations, $15,314,385.50 to $11,749,385.50.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Councilman Espinosa.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the resolution to amend the calendar year 2024 municipal budget passes. And that'll bring us to number 13. This is also the public hearing for the amendment of the calendar year 2024 municipal budget. So we'll open it up to remote attendees at this time. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we'll close the remote attendee public portion, and now we'll open it up. This is regarding the amending of the calendar year 2024 municipal budget. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary.
All right, I think I have this down. I hold the button. Still Stacy Berger, still 233 Ellis Parkway. The sheet I'm specifically referring to is the user-friendly budget, page 8, where it shows that, and I apologize, one person is not taking full health care benefits, but they are taking single coverage to the tune of $14,000. And no disrespect, Tim, but I run a statewide nonprofit association, and every year we have to zero budget and we compete. We ask for competitive bids and we have a great healthcare program and we pay less than that. So I'm happy to share my information with you. It's a high deductible program. And by the way, no concerns about people getting healthcare. Everybody should have healthcare. We should have Medicare for all. So everyone has healthcare. But since you objected to my question before, it does appear that 6 people are listed as having family coverage at the taxpayer's expense to the tune of $38,846.28 per family. So I just want to make sure that that's accurate.
So are you insinuating that we shouldn't get health coverage?
Well, there is a state law, Councilwoman Lombardi, that was passed in 2011 that grandfathered every other town pretty much in the state that said if you're in the state health benefits program, your elected officials cannot get healthcare coverage. So you all opted not to participate in the state health benefits program and opted yourselves out of that rule, which
I think I put a lot of hard work into this town, and I think I should be eligible for healthcare.
I was trying to confirm earlier. Do you want to come to the side of the podium, Ms. Lombardi?
Please continue.
I'd love to. Everybody should have health insurance. I'm just trying to make sure I understand the budget, because in every other municipality around the state, elected officials do not get health insurance unless they are full-time employees. When we filed an Open Public Records Act request for the timesheets that should go along with your, I'm, I'm sorry. Does everybody have a comment about my comment? Do you want to have a debate? I'm happy to have a debate with you, but this is my 3 minutes. So if you don't mind, you can all be quiet. And well, there's a lot of commentary from the council, which would be fine if they wanted to have an actual debate. But when we want to have a conversation about things, then we're told we only have 3 minutes. So you can't really have it both ways. I mean, there's a word for that, but we don't have to go there. I understand. I didn't say you were. Right. I understand that. But since you didn't, you told me I was either misinformed or willfully inaccurate previously, I want to come up and make sure that I am correct. And since I was not given the opportunity to clarify that, and you said that you didn't take health insurance, and now you're saying you do take health insurance, I would just like to get a clarification that six members of the council use family health insurance at taxpayer expense.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Berger. We are answering questions regarding the amendment of the calendar year 2024 that Ms. Cedar just read.
Okay, so yes or no? Sounds like some people are pretty confident that they do.
There's no ill will here, but this is what
there's plenty of ill will,
public portion is for.
Okay, so can someone answer the question, or was I supposed to call Raj a week ago before I had this question?
Ms. Berger, as was indicated in the instructions, ask all your questions.
That's my only question.
That way we can make sure you
this
have
is
your...
My only question at this time.
If that...
I want to confirm that six members of the council have taxpayer-funded health insurance outside of the state law that required that if you took state health benefits program insurance, you were not eligible for that unless you were full-time.
This is about the amendment.
So Ms. Berger, first of all, the township is in compliance with the law. We're not part of the state health benefits.
Right, because you went...
The other inaccuracy you're saying is that you're just assuming that all other... townships are all part of the state.
Many towns
do not. Now you're correcting yourself. You're saying many. You said all before.
I'm not familiar with
I just want to correct the facts.
I'd be happy to do a survey.
I'm correcting the facts that not all other towns, and now it's many other towns. There are other towns that are not part of the state health benefit plan, and the township is complying with the law and is continuing health benefits to elected officials as they have done for probably 50 years.
Is there a policy?
How long?
By which before my determine?
At least before I was.
Health benefits?
So,
Council President, please, this is about the amendment.
Open it up to anyone else in the public who would wish to make a comment. Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments.
Hi, Priti Patel, 29 Red Bull Road. I just heard about the amendments, but I didn't get the details. Is this actually increasing the funding or reducing the funding, or it's funding what project in this town for this amendment? I just didn't get it because it's all you're in April. I guess the budget gets finalized by December. So you want more? Is that what I'm hearing?
So the budget actually, just to clarify, will not get finalized until the end of June because it takes the state that long to really, in fact, tell the townships what funding they're going to give us. And then that's when we can actually implement the budget. And again, that sort of goes back to the reasoning to having the cap bank. This is sort of interim, if I'm going to put it in layman's terms, but you know, Tim, if you just want to clarify.
Well, I'm not sure that Mr. Patel understands how municipal budget seems. He's a little foggy on it. So we start planning for next year's budget. We actually start in August of the year prior. We have meetings with all of our department heads. We look at all of our capital needs. We finally get the budget together for about early January. The state tells us when we're allowed to introduce it, when and when we have to pass it. So we follow the state guidelines. We introduce it. It's introduced back in January. Now we're approving it in April. So what we do on the amendment is anything that's changed since January, and that includes any grants that are coming in, any revenues that are coming in, any state aid changes, we're changing that tonight to reflect the real numbers. So the numbers that were introduced were our guess, and now tonight we know what the numbers are. So we're amending the original budget to reflect the true numbers. So there's no increase or decrease in taxes. It just goes, this is just an amendment. So when the budget's adopted tonight, it has the current numbers in it. That's what tonight's amendment is for.
The reason I'm asking this, is there a change? Because typically the activity used to happen by December. Everybody were aware of it. Now it's, I'm sure it's rolling every 6 months now. And state, so to me, the way the current process of budget works is basically state is using Muni as a hostage.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Is there anyone else in the public wishing to speak? You may do so at this time. Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Okay, seeing none, then I'm closing that public portion. Okay, this will be number 14 then. This resolution for the adoption of the calendar year 2024 municipal budget. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution? Thank you.
Be it resolved by the Township Council members of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorization of the amount of $49,968,695.31 for municipal purposes and $3,774,516 minimum library tax. Summary of revenues. General revenues, surplus anticipated, $12,861,353.80. Miscellaneous revenues anticipated, $17,845,565.72. Receipts from delinquent taxes, $750,000. Amount to be raised by taxation for municipal purposes, $49,968,695.31. Amount to be raised by taxation, minimum library tax, minimum library tax, $3,774,516. Total revenues, $85,200,130.83. Summary of appropriations, general appropriations within caps, operations including contingent, $48,646,917. I'm sorry, this print is small. I apologize. Deferred charges and statutory expenditures, municipal, $6,855,270. Excluded from caps, operations, total operations excluded from caps, $7,983,174.50. Capital improvements, $8,146,728.69. Municipal debt service, $10,468,275. Deferred charges, municipal, $1,171,650. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $1,928,115.64. Total appropriations, $85,200,130.83.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Appreciate that. Maybe get you a lamp over here. It is a little bit dark and dim. Okay. All right. So that is number 14. Do I have an offer?
For Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilman Rao.
Okay. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. And the budget passes. Okay, that'll bring us to number 15. This is announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Carmichael.
Thank you, Madam President. I have two. I wanted to just remind everyone that we have a Piscataway community cleanup event this coming Saturday at 9 a.m. at Riverside Park, 430 River Road. And you would have need to sign up either as an individual, as a group, and the township is providing cleanup materials and light refreshments.
Thank you so much. Councilman Espinosa?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I'll be there. And I will be taking the family. It's going to be fun. I really recommend everybody going and doing our part for Earth Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Espinosa, and Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi, who has
cleanup is
for
back.
Years, right? She has run this back. For years, so maybe you'd like to expand on that.
I have a couple of quick things. First, I'd like to say thank you to Daniel and the entire finance team for your hard work and due diligence in making this a very tight and exceptional budget. So I thank you for everything that you've done for us to get this budget heading in the right direction. So that's number one. I'd like to offer sincere condolences to the family of Fred Cassidy, who passed away in our town, a long-term resident of our town. I actually was very involved with Fred back in my Super Chief band days, but he was very involved in the Rotary Club and the library, I believe. So our condolences go out to Fred Cassidy's family. The library is also having their book sale right now. The cleanup is back, and we also have a shredding event at the Little League field, which is going on. It's in tandem at the same time as the cleanup from 8 to 12. If you have shredding that needs to be done, that's this Saturday. And back to the cleanup, instead of the Little League field, it is at Riverside Park. So we do have a change in venues this year. So we hope everyone gets out to do their part for Earth Day and cleaning up their environment and getting the community together for the good of our environment. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Rouse.
I'm just still excited about Councilman Frank and the little... It really, really was nice. I don't get a chance to make too many, but keep up the good work. I do have a godson who I had to bring out there and teach him. I thought he taught me, but it was nice to see so many people and how you honored one of my longtime Sunday school students, Marquitas. And it just was a filling day for me. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Councilman Ross. Councilman Shaw?
If you know your family or your friends need something motor vehicle, and if you don't get the appointment, we have 25th and 26th April Motor Vehicle Mobile Unit coming at Senior Center. So use this facility. And secondly, I agree with Michelle for the Fred. I worked with him 16 years in a board of trustee. He's a really nice person and helpful to the community for library. So very sorry.
Thank you, Councilman Shaw. Councilman Earn?
I just want to say Little League opening day was a huge success. We honored two great people that were in the township, and we have over 250 ball players.
It was a lot of kids. It was very good, and it shows the health of the program, which is great. Mr. Mayor?
I just want to piggyback from what Councilman Shaw and Councilwoman Lombardi said about Fred Cassidy. He was also Mr. Rotary Club, too. And many ran the Taste of Piscataway for a number of years and valuable in person on the Library Board of Trustees. And Fred's going to be very much missed by a lot of residents throughout the town. I would like to thank the professional staff for the budget, as well as the input from the council members. It's not too often as a local leader, you get to say that this is 7+ years where the tax rate's gone down. Especially, you know, we're in the state of New Jersey. We know things are expensive. But I like to think a lot of that has to do, we had an increase of over almost, I think, $230+ million in commercial development that went towards this year. So, we're on the right glide path. I know some people don't agree with that. I disagree with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, is any time that we can make it more affordable to the residents, both seniors and working couples, kids and things like that, it's a good thing. We provide a lot of services for the 24% that we're in charge of, from police to part of fire inspections to public works. I know there were some questions earlier today about some of the roads. They're going to be renovated this year. Ethel Road West, that should be finished by the middle of May. We're waiting for the utility companies to finish up with Sutton's Lane so we can mill and pave those roads, and International is still underway. All that costs money for all the renovations of these streets. We probably have about $100 million worth of road projects out there, but we're only probably spending $7 or $8 million a year out there as far as our budget. But we try to do the best. We have a very nice park system in our community. We have 27 beautiful parks, and we're the envy of Central New Jersey when it comes to our parks. That's all part of the 24% tax rate. We also have a lot of program initiatives that we do with our seniors and our school children through our public outreach committee about vaping and awareness of cannabis and opioids and things like that. Our police department, we do a lot of work with the community. With our police department through our community, community watch programs and public safety. So there's a lot of moving parts, as well as the senior center, which offers some of the most state-of-the-art programs that's recognized by AARP. And obviously, and we have the separate senior housing utility there, and we have full occupancy over there, and all the renovations that we're doing in the building, and a lot of great things going on in our town. So thank you to all the council.
And the solar project that's coming.
Yes, and the solar project, which is the largest solar install project in Central New Jersey this year.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Tim Dacey?
No comment. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. I just go what everyone has said about coming out on April 20th. I know Riverside Park. Other organizations have targeted that park specifically because of the river. People dump tires, all sorts of things in the river. It's crazy. I lived by the Delaware River for quite some time and used to like swim. And I can't even imagine, you know, why people dump that way. But it's good to see that.
Still cleaning all the parks. It's just that we're going to disperse from river.
Oh, you are. Okay, awesome. But I like the fact that it is right over at that park because it is kind of a focal point for a lot of groups, too, who are aware, of course, the river and all that goes there. And I want to thank the professionals, too. I mean, they put in a lot of work, a lot of long hours to create this budget, to, you know, keep us looking very fiscally conservative at what we spend in town and trying to do the right thing by the residents. We certainly are a town that likes walkability. Not everybody likes sidewalks, but we've found every time sidewalks go in residence or even towards areas where it leads you to retail, people walk. And I think we have large groups, communities of folks here who do appreciate that. I think just the other day, somebody was complaining to us, when was their sidewalk going to be put in so they could get to their home on a busy street to the local park? So we do believe in that. And yes, it does cost money. But really, thank you to the professionals because they do a yeoman's job and they do really the heavy lifting. So just again, want to thank them for that. So that's it for me. Let me just get back here now, folks. Sorry about that. Okay, so that'll close number 15. And that'll bring us to number 16, which will be the agenda session for the May 2nd, 2024 meeting. The first item on there will be a resolution authorizing return of escrow. These are for various blocks, block 5201, lot 6.02, block 5302, lot 1.01, block 805, lot 31, block 5201, lot 6.02, block 4701, lot 5.05, and block 5801, lot 12.01. And did I just read them all? Yes. And are there any comments or questions or concerns about that item?
None.
Thank you. Seeing none, that'll be on. The last item here on the agenda session is going to be a proclamation. This will be for Emergency Medical Services Week. Any comments or questions on that? Okay, seeing none, that will be on. And that closes number 16. So that'll bring us to number 17. This is open to the public for the remote attendees. And I'll just read the public statement here. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradivelle. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Yes, I'm at 1247 Brookside Road. And I just wanted to mention that it seemed like when you all were speaking to Ms. Berger earlier, you neglected to press your buttons. So for the recording, we missed some of the unprofessional statements you made back to her. And I just wanted to say, I don't understand how you can behave this way with a member of the public who has come to you with a legitimate question regarding the budget. Now, I know you're all very afraid of Stacey Berger, but to comport yourselves this way at a public meeting is frankly embarrassing. And I know that you're all very proud of the parks, but that enormous set of warehouses that you've built across from the ecological park is not going to make a positive improvement for this town, regardless of how much money you've gotten from the developer. That's the end of my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, is there anyone else from the public wishing to speak from the remote attendees?
Yes, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Hold on. Go ahead.
David Akins and Brook Valley Lane. How are you, Council, this evening?
Hi, Mr. Akins. How are you?
Okay. What I'd like to know, the latest update for locations to hold the planning and zoning board meetings, as you know, used to be held in Public Works.
Mr. Akins, did you have any other questions?
That's it. I may have after you respond, but that's it for right now.
Thank you, Mr. Akins. I know we're working on the physical location, right?
Yeah, the township's working on a physical location that they can fit the equipment and a population there safely. Right now, it's still remote, and by law, we've had many discussions that all the municipalities around the state are discussing. I know the legislators are discussing it, but right now, legally, the township can do it remotely, and we are. And I think, the conversation has been that it's actually been better for the public to do it remotely. They've been able to see the exhibits more closer on their screen and being able to hear better and have more access to the conversations.
Yeah, I mean, that is it's a small space. I think of it dedicated. Okay, that's great. But in the meantime, it is fully accessible via phone or Zoom app or watch on TV, I believe. Thank you, Mr. Akins.
I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Rick.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So that will bring us now to the folks who are here in person. I will read the public portion statement. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Hi, Haley Crow, 9 Wyckoff Ave. I am currently acting secretary of the Piscataway Youth Progressive Organization, and we have emailed and called multiple times to Mayor Waller to invite him to our debate on April 27th. It is a fair debate between the two, or should be, between the two Democratic candidates in the upcoming election. We've gotten no response, so I would just like to take this time to make sure that you hear our invite and formally invite everyone. It's open to the public, and invite the council members. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council, I'd just like to say, in regard to that, you know, this is a municipal government meeting, so there shouldn't be any discussion of politics or campaigning here. So I'd ask the council and mayor to refrain from any comments.
Thank you, Councillor.
Hi, do you want to remember Pratik Patel again? Hello?
You got to just hold it down. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, so again, I see a lot of healthy debates and dialogues going back and forth. But I would just like to say a few things as I was looking through the budget. There are three or four. I've been living here for a long time. So I'd like to congratulate you for the four iconic institutions in this town that works really well. One of them is Public Works Institution, which is PWD. I think they do a fantastic job with recycling. The other one is the Library Institution that works very well. The YMCA that you built, I think that had hiccups last year, but it's working very well. What's not working is the road department. And I don't know what they're doing and the other thing. The second problem that I see in the town is basically many government officials are telling that the job numbers are great and economy is doing great and whatnot. I'll tell you the story at the ground level. I have a small house that I'm renting. The person is delinquent 35 days in rent. He pays on time. That's not the problem. The concern that I have is he's younger than me. He has a family to support. And when I was his young age, I wasn't running around for the money. And I see many people nowadays, they work 2 to 3 jobs and they still can't meet family obligations. So then the question then becomes is, if people are working and if things are not working, who should be held accountable? The government, the bank, the corporation, or which institution we should hold accountable and responsible. The third part is I see in mayor's newsletters many times that the town is good and the taxes are doing great and whatnot. It's all spin stories, and I'll tell you why. Because many buildings on this hose lane are empty, office buildings. That wasn't there before. That includes Telcordia and many other humming institutions that were functional. There were many warehouses that are empty today. So the promises that were made in last 10 years for all the tax breaks and all the tax revenues, that we are doing fantastic job. I'm sure there are a lot of good, great stories, but I also want to make sure that we also look at truthfully and objectively what the facts are. And some of the facts are changing. So I want to make sure that we portray those facts to public and find an open way to debate about it and solve those problems. The other aspect of this is when we are talking about a lot of money for like your land taxes, funds, education and whatnot, many times I've seen that if parents are paying lifetime property taxes and whatnot, and then still they have to take additional loans, and the college tuitions are now crossing 80 to 90K for this college, and institutions are taking research money from the government, from corporations, from private companies, and still they don't have enough money. That means the question should be asking, where are they spending money on? And I think that's across all the institutions. And I'm not singling out you munis as an institution. Now the question should be which institutions that we can trust and which institutions really are performing well. And those who are not performing, they better come to the podiums and public meeting and explain to themselves, just like what we are doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Patel.
Good evening. I'm Gina Register, 78. I want to thank everybody who participated in making River Road truck free, because when I first moved here, there were a lot of get out of my neighborhood. We went out.
Ms. Register, it was almost. Ms. Register, hold your mic down in this way that when it's recorded. Yeah, you have to hold.
Have to hold it down. Oh, thought I had it. It's green. Okay, so the other day at Park Avenue, he stopped short at that blinking light, and we were about the third car back. It was almost a big pileup. So I know it's a hard thing to solve. I know all the signs are up all over, no rigs over X amount, whatever it is, but it is starting to become a problem again. So just wanted to make you aware.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are the fines that are incurred by those trucks if we do catch them out there?
I believe it's like $200+.
Yeah, we did increase it probably.
Didn't we talk about increasing?
Yeah.
It's a statute. It's not steep enough that it deters, but we can't charge more than what statutory level is.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I the mayor's heard me complain about this quite a bit because, you know, I know, Ms. Register, you were thanking some people here. Actually, the idea was that trucks would be taken off once the Route 18 connection was done. Now, you know, if we just let sleeping dogs lie, it wouldn't have happened. And some people just complained about it. I'll be honest with you. I don't like them. I have a hard time getting out of my driveway now. So I don't know. It's like the devil you know, the devil you don't know, because now it's the traffic's just, it's nonstop. I can't ever get out of my driveway in a reasonable amount of time. So, but I don't know if there's something else we can do. I know we do sometimes the periods of time when we monitor. Yeah. Right. Right, right.
Let's make some money on tickets.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can look at it again to see if they could amp it up to him, if we could, you know. It is a residential road, and, you know, I, for one, would like to make sure it's kept that way. There's a lot of enticement, as you know, Mayor, from people who want to put up commercial, and we don't want to do that. It's a nice entrance that leads to the university, too.
I'll mention it to the traffic division.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public wishing to make a comment right now? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion.
Council President, I forgot. Question for Raj. With the court case, I don't know if all the councilmen, can you just brief the council on the court case?
You're talking about the court case? Yeah. So, council, an update. There was a court case recently. As been going on pending for a couple of years. Just recently, the judge dismissed the matter, determining that the township took appropriate action. The argument was that it was the township took arbitrary and capricious action in terms of the zoning of the property. The court decided that it dismissed the matter entirely and said that the township took the appropriate action. This is the property that was initially was trying to build, I think it was 300 high density housing. The township denied the application.
I believe it was also 100,000 square foot commercial too.
Yeah, and the township denied the application because of the effect that it would have on the roads, etc. The developer appealed, as is in pretty much 95% of these cases. The court kind of pushes everybody into a settlement. We were forced into a settlement with the town, with the developer, and as part of it was the developer decided that it wasn't economically feasible to do what he wanted. He chose to then attempt to build a warehouse. The township, had to comply. Listen, this is private land, and the township can only do what they can. So a warehouse was applied for and approved, and there was a complaint filed by various individuals against the township and the planning board, saying that it was arbitrary and capricious decision, and the township ended up winning that matter, that they took affirmative action. We reduced, I think it ended up being that the townships actually reduced the population of cars from, I think, 1,200 trips a day. And it's going to be reducing the traffic substantially on that road. And the planning board took quite, and as part of the testimony, the township did implement a lot of conditions that they were legally able to in order to create a safe environment and a buffered environment for that warehouse.
Thank you. So I'll take an offer.
I have a question. And so the question is, I know some of the folks that did file the suit happened to be Board of Education members. The impetus with the court case was is that it was going to be the detriment of the students nearby. However, I want to just remind the public that the Board of Education did cite a child watch place and slash pre-K right in the middle of an industrial zone on Old New Brunswick Road in Centennial, about 100 feet away from logistics buildings. I'm not faulting them for doing that. I don't know. I wasn't there when they executed the agreement and voted for it. The question I have, Raj, is I'm kind of perplexed at this, because do we need to send a resolution over to the Board of Education asking them when that property is finished and goes on the tax rolls, do they want to accept the revenue from that site? Because if they were adamantly opposed to it, then I'm assuming that they don't want the revenue. I think they should take it. But I just want to know for the record, do they want it or not want it?
Yeah, we can make that request for clarification.
I mean, it's simple, either yes or no. That's all.
You can make that request for clarification.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? We are adjourned. Thank you.